PowerPoint time. I've done more PowerPoints in this particular experiment than I've ever done in my life before this experiment. Which is kind of funny. So here we have our detailed design meeting where we will look at the prototype. And I finally figured out what this whole second bullet point is about in my that my coach was sending to me. It means I'm supposed to read the minutes from the previous meeting.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think. Huh. I don't know. Otherwise, it's just saying I'm the secretary and I'm therefore taking the minutes. So just to go, just real briefly to go over minutes from the last meeting, I will open them slowly. No. Wait for it. Wait for it. This is very high-powered stuff here. That look like it. There we go. So, basically, the moral of the story from our last meeting was that we had meetings from we had presentations done by the industrial designer, from Nathan and Ron and Sarah, about what we can do here, and what sort of limitations we're operating with, what limitations we're operating under, what kind of risk we'd be looking at with some of the various approaches we were discussing. And we essentially came to the conclusion that we should develop a remote with a voice recognition that had a vaguely non-remote-like shape, because you didn't really need to use it as a remote, since you could just use your voice. That would include some mostly just the simple design features for television operation, but with a slider fold-out bay for more advanced functions for users. The UID and the ID were asked to go ahead and start developing a prototype for us to look at. So, that's sorted. Back to the main meet here. Go ahead and take it away, guys.
Well, we have assembled our prototype. What's to be said about it? We took into account a lot of things that we went over in the last meeting. Some of the most important things to consider are that we decided not to go for the touchscreen, which you can see, and opted for some very large buttons for the primary functions. This is going to be the on-off button, and we have these buttons to go through the channels, and then two volume buttons down here. We said those were the most important buttons. And then for the more advanced functions, there's a slider panel here. You can see that there are lots of other things going on. But this actually can slide back in and provides a very nice aesthetic when it's all put away. As far as the whole visible light thing, we decided to go with multiple colors coming up, why not? Of course, if that's annoying for some people, that function can be turned off.
Perfect.
Now, it's important to, we talked quite a bit about the interchangeable faces, and what we've done here is come up with a bit of a natural look here.
Right.
And we call it fruity.
Appropriate.
Okay. But of course, that's interchangeable. I think it would be desirable for the regular product in the first packaging to be something a little bit more subdued, but this is kind of something that can be done. And as you can see on the television there, we have the voice detector device.
Oh, right.
On the top there. So that will work quite well with regard to finding this contraption. What other things we see here? Well, if you give it a touch, it does have actually a bit of a spongy feel. So I think that will work well with regards to our market. Let's see. Well, clearly there's going to be some more colors and whatnot available. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I'm worried about the materials that is the entire thing is covered in a rubber coating, so it's very durable. It's not gonna break like some types of plastic that's dropped. And of course, as you can see, if you touch it, it does have a nice squishy feel.
It's actually important to note that the television, if there's an earthquake or anything like that, it actually is edible inside.
I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote the company's name.
Oh, well done, yeah.
This is actually an apple inside.
Do we need to worry about rot factors?
It's encased in a new
Oh, okay, there's preservative.
We gotta get ahead of ourselves. I know we're not talking about making televisions.
Edible televisions.
No.
It's the future.
It's a couple years off at least.
A fossil new product. But I think that sums up the main features of the remote.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have any questions or whether we need to worry about any other marketing areas or anything of that nature. Did we come in under budget?
We did. Yeah, this cost, well, to put this into production, we're looking at about, what was our goal? It was €12.50. And this actually came in at €11.99. So I was quite pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we didn't do, obviously we had a choice with the buttons, whether to use scroll buttons or standard rubber buttons. But we just went for a classic rubber button.
Mm-hmm.
And since we did that, we didn't have to use as many microchips, which was quite nice. And that's what helped keep the cost down.
Right.
So even though it has a lot of modern technology, for example, in voice recognition, in a lot of ways it's just a simple remote. And, I think if we shopped around for other manufacturers, we might be able to get even cheaper.
Did
and
we talk about the voice recognition option?
So
on the back here, you'll notice this area here, which is actually the voice recognition console. And I think it's nicely designed into the overall look. But basically, the voice recognition incorporates the latest designs that our research team has been able to come up with. Basically, quite similar to the coffee maker design that we were talking about earlier. I think that has given a proven ease of use and whatnot.
Yeah.
And allows features like the remote actually talking back to the user.
Cool. Any questions?
No. Do we have other, for lack of a better word, skins, covers in play now? Are those going to be developed later once we see how the cover we have go? Or
Well, we didn't quite have enough material.
Oh, I was expecting a prototype.
No,
I just know what you guys had in mind.
Right.
Well, as you can see, this is just the most superficial way. And, be very easy to put another one or
just
something else.
Okay.
Actually, this bottom red ring here just unclips, and then you put a new plate on top of that.
Right.
So, I mean, there are we definitely priced out a spongier, non-natural look materials, which I think worked out fine. We also continued on with the ideas of following Apple's color schemes with kind of the light orange. And
it's not. It's not quite a faceplate. It's more like a pseudo faceplate.
Okay.
Because it's simple enough that in the factory we could very easily put a phone on it. It locks into place such that it's pretty permanent. At the same time, if we want to go the other way, it's just a matter of a couple of adjustments, and we could go the faceplate way. If you know what I mean.
Yep. It's still an option. Very cool. Nice job.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. That's
very, very good work. I like it. Brilliant. What we need to discuss now is the finance of it. You've provided a number that actually sounds quite nice. The trouble is I've just given this by finance. It's a spreadsheet of the parts and I've just tentatively put in what it's going to look like. I'm just gonna clear this out real quickly. But it looks like so we'll just if we can just itemize what's in here, we've got this it's a solar cell thing, right?
Right.
With the backup battery?
It's in there.
With the back okay.
And the voice recognition area actually doubles as the solar cell area.
Clever, clever, well done. So I guess that would mean we've got a bit of a, it's a speaker and a sensor at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just making use of the same space and the same materials.
Okay. In the case, it's more of a single curved case, I guess would be the general.
Yeah, one big curve, I guess you could say.
And we've got a rubber skin material, basically, throughout. Push button interface with this other drop down. So maybe we've got two push button interfaces though.
Yeah.
Special. I guess it's a. We've got a sort of a wood material, a rubbery type material.
Yeah, special.
Throughout, yeah.
I guess you'd have to mark special color and special form as well, wouldn't you? Because it is very unconventional.
Yeah, it's very unique. I like it, yes. So it looks like
included at 16.
A bit over budget. So what we could do perhaps a simple fix would maybe to switch away from the solar cells or take out the backup battery.
I mean, I think that if we are talking about it being one of our main selling features being environmental and without the batteries and whatnot, although it does still have a battery, so I'm not sure that you know what the cell is on that.
I mean, we could take the battery out of it, you see, and it'd probably work 99% of the time, but you're gonna have to set up a call center for that 1% of the time when people are calling and saying, oh, look, my remote isn't working. What am I gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
People would be upset. I think in the long run, it's better to keep the battery. And it's hard to scrap the whole solar battery idea because that's so integral to the theme that we have.
Well, it's difficult. We have all these things integral to the design of it that we just can't back out of now. It would have to be. Seems like we have to go back to square one in a way. If we were going to try to undo one bit, we'd probably have to undo most of it.
Although we don't want to get rid of the whole environmental, I mean, obviously the solar cell is a big piece of the way we're marketing this is like a natural new thing. But honestly, if we cut that one piece out, we're actually coming in under budget, if I've done the math correctly.
You might be able to sway me on the idea that our main selling point could be already this voice recognition thing. That's what sets us apart, right?
Yeah, that's what's setting us into this young market. I mean, that's where we started from, so. I don't know, I mean, you know, perhaps when the cell technology comes down in price, we can bring that back into the game, but it looks like at this point that may be out of our league.
And the reality is, you know, for me, from an ideological standpoint, I'd like to stick with the solar cell, but I kind of have to throw myself in the business structure and model here. And,
it's either or.
I think that we need to come to a compromise here and maybe move ahead with the project without the solar cell.
Yeah.
I think unfortunately that's our best option.
It's the only way we're going to get below our goal, isn't it? 1250.
Because we can't remove the push buttons because they are.
Yeah.
And we can't get rid of the. I mean, removing the. Changing the case wouldn't be so much of a.
Savings.
Nor would changing the case materials. So yeah, that looks like to be the only thing.
Yeah.
So that would be, it's a major change, but, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So we're in agreement on that?
Unfortunately, I think we are.
I think that was a good compromise with that voice.
Right. Moving along swiftly, so I guess now we just go to the project evaluation, which I will allow.
That'll be me, Court?
Of course, sorry.
No problem. Can you reach? That'll be great.
Got it.
I didn't even do that on purpose either. Okay, basically I was just evaluating, from what we know of how our product's working right now, with the criteria that we set at the beginning of, these are the things we needed to do, these are the things that look like we feel are important. So I was looking at basic design things, does it fulfill its function as a remote? Is the design what we wanted to do? Are technologies up to where we'd hope they would be? And does it fulfill the aesthetic qualities that our original market research was looking for? Basic questions like, you know, does it turn on? Does it respond to voice recognition? And overall, in general, it looks like it's coming up to par. The only thing is with the pullout panel, that is gonna take some adjusting because it's a new sort of interface. That looked like it was coming up rough, but then once you get used to it, it does make a lot of sense. So I think overall, we're heading in the right direction.
Yes.
So.
Like that spongy feel.
Yeah. It looks like it's going over well.
It
so.
Works well. That's good to hear.
We're good.
We'll
yeah.
Hard on that one.
Yeah. It's. I think eventually, if we do branch out with this product, maybe we do have higher budget options, and if it goes over with this model, we can look into. Wider range voice recognition, like from other rooms of the house and stuff, but for now what we've got is working in the range we needed for, so it's all good.
Really, I'm
that's
very disappointed about losing the solar panel.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Yeah, it is a setback, but. Okay, do you need to call back?
Yeah, I was.
We might have lost that, they're not gonna like it
again. Yeah. Oh, they don't tell us anything, do they?
That's true.
Right, so this one's a bit unclear to me, to be perfectly fair. I got this slide from the coach, and I'm not sure what it's connected to. So I guess we are going to discuss project process, and that is going to go into my report. So I guess this is the point where we go out of role. Looks like, and talk about our satisfaction for room for creativity and so forth, and
okay.
How that all worked, I guess.
As in within the team?
I think so, yeah.
Right, so it's
okay.
Just kind of
I think
open it's mic kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay.
I
it
think
is now. You're in charge, so here you go.
I'm not screwing up my experience. But I trust that she would jump in if I was, so okay.
Whatever.
Right. So, any thoughts?
Are we concerning these points here?
Yeah.
I think they're starting blocks, yeah.
What do you guys feel about the process?
You know, I think in general, for a day's worth of work, we actually relatively productive, considering the little amount of input we had going in.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology is definitely going to help. It's really been interesting to try out all this new stuff.
We didn't use the whiteboard at all.
No, no whiteboard.
We could now, if that would make up for it, really.
And
I feel like if you guys have been designing in here, perhaps that would change, but because of room constraints, it doesn't really matter.
Also, had I not been intrigued about it, I don't think I would have used it at all. I didn't write barely anything.
Yeah, I think I was taking notes more often than usual. This kind
yeah,
of the
that's true.
Yeah.
Was pretty cool tech though.
Mm. I am disappointed I didn't get a note back from my personal coach.
God, did you write a personal coach?
Yeah, but I didn't get a response. So, let's see.
What if you get a response 2 or 3 months from now?
Okay, that would be kind of crazy.
Attempts to contact coach.
Well, what kind of coaching is that really? What if I really needed something?
So I don't know, I think there's a lot of room for creativity. We can do whatever basically
I think
we
so.
want until the budget came down on us.
And even then, we did get a decent product turned out, although it's not everything we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
With the natural look.
Very natural.
Organic, really.
It's brilliant. So they had a peeler in here.
And highly resourceful teammates, in my mind,
yeah.
Which is always a plus.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought it was like really creative, actually. I mean,
yeah, I'm impressed.
The teamwork was good.
And to prove that we weren't wasteful, we didn't waste a single bit of play that we used every day.
Nice. All four of those little containers.
Yeah, including the multicolored wave pattern. My one criticism was that we didn't have enough colors to work with. We only had four.
Yeah. You could develop multiple skins, really.
I know.
More
colors. Amazing.
What did you guys think about the roles?
They were good.
Yeah, it's fun, kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was. I think it's pretty clever because we were never able to get too far off track because the information came in at the right time and
sure.
Kind of filled in the gaps enough. At the same time, you had enough room to kind of just make things up. Just kind of fun.
But I do feel like the level of information dropped off severely over the course of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I didn't actually get any information from that presentation at all.
That's true.
Nothing.
I got this question.
I didn't even get an income. Like, that was it. So, yeah, I feel like that was slightly lacking. But then, you know, fill in the blanks on your own, level of creativity up.
Well, I think that was an issue I kept finding with regard to
what to do.
Well, no, but also, yeah, when I was reporting about what each of us was doing, I was often confused as to what you were doing.
That
doesn't
much.
And then I also felt like, you know, a lot of our discussion would center around specifically what my task was, because that was kind of the interface question, which is what
yes.
the whole project was about.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
But, and then in the end, I think our jobs kind of melded together.
Yeah, that's fun. I think the most helpful thing out of everything was getting the PowerPoint slides already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we didn't have that,
stuff,
there's no way we could have got all that done in time.
Very much so.
Cool.
I think your leadership was going good.
It was.
She said she actually made a comment off on the way you're getting into this, and I think it's true. I felt like I got way too into it.
That's kind of a big thing, though.
I felt like I slipped
you know,
a lot.
Gave the rest of us some structure to work with. So.
So is that the first time you're taking on that kind of role?
The first time you've ever done anything like yeah, project. Project management. I usually organize crap. It's one thing to do, you know, set up a party with your friends.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you guys felt that you could keep the suspension of disbelief kind of like the role.
Except for a couple moments where I just got a hit and I think we were all lying to our teeth.
I have to admit, as soon as we started, I mean, as soon as we got the Play-Doh.
I can only imagine.
You know, the whole concept of really trying to stick with reality went out the window.
Yeah. Maybe it Legos, you know.
Awesome.
Legos too, like a remote control. Or a spaceship, which is a spaceship Legos. Do you guys ever used to build spaceship Legos?
Yeah.
Still
everybody knows.
Totally.
Best spaceships ever. You guys felt like there was enough teamwork at all?
Yeah.
I think so.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I was just.
No, we didn't actually. I mean, other than minor discussion at meetings, it wasn't except for the actual building.
Yeah.
But
true,
I
huh?
feel like if this was a team project, there should have been much more of the collaborative, like brainstorming, use the board. Well, and this would have been 6 months worth of work, not like
yeah
3 hours worth of meetings.
I mean, I think had the issue been more serious, we probably would have brainstormed more during our meetings.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Because I'm unconscious of the idea of the project manager asking if you guys feel like there's a team. You know, it's like kind of like hmm.
Yeah, that was
good. But, you know, interesting. It's kind of fascinating, isn't it? I mean, the whole process
is. I wonder why. Is there anything about the way that we got so much. What was it that kept us from going into the board?
I don't know. I don't know if there was a rec.
Mine was the mics. I didn't feel like getting up and down and doing all these wires. I was
Yeah,
afraid I was
that's
gonna break
it, cause
something,
the
actually.
mics are loose and each time you get up it's a possibility of
Yeah.
tripping over something or getting tangled or.
Well, I don't know what I would've shown on that board.
True, but it didn't even occur to me as an option. I mean, I don't
Nor
know if I
I.
would've, but I know that I consciously didn't.
I mean, it's just like the paper. I don't know what I really need the paper for.
True.
Because I've got this laptop.
Yeah.
And I just use it cause it's literally right in front of me.
I wanna see the output files
Well,
from
me
these
too.
from the digital paper. I wanna see
I
what
know.
my handwriting looks like digitized because my handwriting is crap.
Yeah.
I mean, just to see what it looks like in PDF format or something.
Usually I would do a lot more doodling too, but I didn't
I know, I felt like I needed to be professional so I could like throw all this on the paper, so. Okay, well, not entirely. But still, I do them less than I usually do.
I'm curious about what the debriefing is gonna be like, you know, like what exactly we're looking for here.
So is this all I need to go through?
I don't know, I'm not sure if the new ideas found bit is
New
about.
ideas.
Did it just say in the email we need to discuss that?
Well, that's the thing, I got in the email I got this PowerPoint file, but this slide was
That
just
slide
like
was like that?
I didn't change this one at all.
Hmm.
Wow.
Then I guess we're on the right track.
Yeah, but
Any new ideas with regard to
regarding
control concepts?
Okay.
No.
I kinda like
I think they still do their job.
Yeah,
I think they're fine,
I am
actually.
thinking outside the little square box, though. With literally
Yeah.
in like form
Yeah,
factor.
maybe a circle would be alright.
Yeah.
Different.
It does kinda make you wonder, I mean, how much can you do with a remote control? It's like inventing a new car. Yeah,
Still
you
gotta
can.
be technically car-shaped. It won't fit on the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
We're
Yeah.
sort of limited.
Kind
So
of.
this was
Is
on the
it
back.
packing to
I don't know. I think this is
Well, how long was our meeting supposed to be? How much time?
40-ish. I knew we should go on a bit, yeah, about the project eval. I don't know about you guys, but I felt like a bit understimulated on the whole thing. Like what? Like, you know, what am I really doing? You know, what is.
Yeah. At the beginning, it started out when I felt actually like under pressure with the first couple
Yeah.
taking on work, and I was like, I had like all this
Yeah.
brainstorming I was doing, and then suddenly I was like, well, it's just another 2-minute presentation that you guys don't really care about anyway, so that's okay.
I think it was the
You know what I
realization.
mean? Like, we also knew where
Yeah.
we were headed with it, so it didn't feel
Definitely
like it mattered anymore.
when I first filled out the questionnaire, I was marking it probably higher in terms of how much I stressed over it, and by the time I got to the last one, it was like,
Whatever.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was also a realization of you basically just copy and paste what's given to you
Yeah.
into your
Pretty much,
presentation,
yeah.
which wasn't so clear to me in the beginning.
I actually didn't do that at all though. Every single one of all the presentations, I either added slides or edited them.
Oh, I added like 5 slides.
See, I only got
Did
blank
you?
ones.
I just got blank ones.
What? Really?
My slides were all like, they'd have a title, maybe,
Yeah, mine
and they were
too.
just empty.
Me
Did they
too.
not have, they didn't like, mine, yeah, they didn't come like this. Like, this is what it looks like, this
Like,
is
with
what
those
that
words
looks
already
like.
on it?
Literally just like
No.
that.
Why do all yours always
Interesting.
look so more complicated?
I deleted slides.
Yeah, I added a slide one time.
I did many slides every time.
Hey, with the whole new background and being innovative,
That was
yeah.
pretty cool.
That was class.
It's high on my learning experiment. Interesting.
Any other thoughts come to mind?
I want to know how our project would fare. I'd
I
like
think it
to
would
know.
fail. It'd be a
I
huge
think it would
disaster.
take extensive
Especially with like
marketing.
that.
Okay, an apple with a red button on top. Even I know it's chemical. But you know, the whole.
You
Yeah.
We're kind of designing it to look a little bit like face.
Like this.
Careful.
Just half your face.
Actually, that looked a lot more like a tongue from previous to some
Builds.
other design modifications. I hope you appreciate the incorporation of some tinfoil from a random Kit Kat bar that happened to be consumed.
By accident.
Interesting.
An interesting day all in all.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So again, I reiterate my question of how different we are compared to the other groups, especially between culture groups.
I know.
Yeah. It seemed like
Interesting.
everything flowed pretty logically, you know, from the basics to the concept. Although the whole concepts thing, the whole concepts phase, I don't think I really understood like the concept. Well, the idea, okay, the
It's just
notion
a
of,
functional item.
yeah, I mean, it's not like I have a concept of a mug's material. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, maybe rather than concepts, it should be thought of, we should, I thought of rather than in terms of concept, I thought of it in terms of, like, proposed idea. And then the final would be like the actual specified prototype or whatever. I don't know. Well, it's been interesting.
So you have more slides or?
No, just this closing one. We've established that the costs weren't really within budget, but we could, you know,
We thought it to be.
we did the project evaluation based on, let's say it's evaluation of on-off
Project. That was
switches.
really technically an evaluation of the product, not the project in general. Which I'm not
Yeah.
sure is the same thing. At the time, that just it made more sense, but I could see if they were really asking about us.
Yeah. Of course, we had a fight to think about it. Yeah. And it's all recorded. Woo! And what I'm gonna put, I'm supposed to give this final report thing at the end, so I'll put all that into the final report as well. As much as seems like maybe not like the articles and stuff, like because and if and so forth. But I'll put most of it into the reports. It'd be so
Thank
cool
you
if we made
so
a copy of
eloquently.
the recording.
I've had done I have done transcription before, and it's really ridiculous how many words people say, like, just in the middle of sentences like that mean nothing.
There's a whole branch of psychology that looks into that, psycholinguistics.
Well, the
There's a guy
honest
studying
and
it here. Yeah, he's studying ums
Shorter
and
words?
ahs or something.
Yep, they're called disfluencies.
Disfluencies.
That's a good word for it.
Yeah, we like our fancy phrases and terminologies for
Just
things.
add some prefixes. Sounds classier.
Exactly. I will save this into the
I find myself hitting send and receive button and all
I
that.
Yeah,
Just
oh yeah.
even compulsively during the
Yeah,
meeting.
I
Like,
know.
yeah.
Come on, give me some information. Well, to be fair, we're all hooked on the internet.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
We
everything.
are addicts.
That's scary, eh?
It is scary.
I'll just throw in that data.
I know, imagine we went the first 15 years of our lives without the internet. It's only in the last 10 that we're like, where's the
Yeah.
internet? I mean, you know, it just in the past 5, we've gone
Yeah.
from 28 modems to broadband all the time.
Yeah, I
True.
think we've had internet for like 18 years.
No, we have, but not in the sense that
Yeah.
it's so, you know,
But it's not
ubiquitous.
regular. My grandparents had it in the 80s, and I got it in 94. But still.
It's crazy.
Huh.
So.
In the 80s?
My grandma does computer science back in the States, and so they had an EDU and GOV network. They basically the fundamental structures, but it wasn't household to household yet
Right.
because it hadn't been
Yeah, it was for the like
partitioned
seven
off and
universities
stuff.
or something.
Yeah. That was him.
You guys ready to celebrate?
Yeah, that's our last
Does that
step.
include like champagne or
Celebration.
something exciting?
Sure.
I
Yeah, I guess we can
think so.
probably call that meeting to an end for
I
the
think
most
that's
part.
a closer.
Cool.
Has it been 40 minutes or has it gone on there?
Celebrate.
Yeah.
What'd you play last?
I have no idea.
Is that the only song you have?
There's another one.
Is this what it was made to play?
Huh? Yeah.
That's awesome.
The default track.
Yeah.
I thought it was David Byrne's Look Into the Eyeball. That's what it seems to be shipping with. I haven't really shipped with for a while. Maybe this is the new version.
So is that close?
Yeah, I guess we'll call that
Okay,
a
that's
dinner.
the end of the meeting.
Fab.
Thank you, gentlemen. You can get signed off.